Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the fourth episode of our show. Today is February 1st, 2011. It is 4 p.m., as it is with all of our shows. We have many topics today, including what is our favorite Pixar movie, what we think of Cars 2, and it will be good or bad, our worst movie experiences ever. We play a brand new game on the show. Movies are coming out in February, and hopefully take at least one caller. Now, we're going to go live to our co-host, as always, Dan the Man Lamb. Hold on a second. Dan?
Hello, Craig.
How is it going, my good co-host?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah. How do you like your new schedule?
It's pretty lame. I don't know. Don't really know anybody in my gym, my other classes. I don't know. My PE is terrible, too. Oh, my God. First day in there. She just gives us the worksheet about computers and tells us to look random facts up about computers.
And PC skills?
What?
And PC skills?
Yeah.
You should have been in psychology, and people, we're getting the school talk out of the way early, but in our new class, psychology, there is, like, a good 35 people in the class.
Wow, that's quite a few people.
Yeah, I didn't even get a desk. I felt so poor. I should have stand there like a fucking retard the whole class.
Craig, the poor kid just standing in the back of the room.
What?
I said Craig, the poor kid just standing in the back of the room.
Yeah.
I just jailbroke my eye. I don't know how that works, but just did that.
Yeah. All right, people, we're going to move on to our first topic of the day, our favorite Pixar movie of all time, and there's only one answer for me, people, and that would be Monsters Incorporated, which everyone knows is the best Pixar movie for multiple reasons. Number one, they're cute. Come on. Everyone knows that big blue thing is adorable. What do you say about that?
I don't know. He's got horns and fangs. Horns and fangs are a cute thing turn off for me. Like, that pretty much completely throws it down the drain.
Well, true, but I mean, look how his horns are so small.
Like, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
You want to eat that little girl. He's like, I have some baby craving going on here. And you look absolutely delightful.
You do have a point there, good sir. Well, what is your favorite Pixar movie?
I think I've narrowed it down to mine being The Incredibles. Don't know why. Don't know what it was about the movie. It's just, I don't know. I can just sit there and watch it.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Right? Jeez, Dan, you gotta cut off with the pauses here.
I don't know. This is just a good movie. It's an all-around good movie. I don't really know what's good about it or what keeps me watching it or interested. It's just good. All-around.
Yeah. That is true. People, our next topic, speaking of Pixar, we're going to talk about Cars 2 and what we think of it and how we think it'll be. Now, me personally, I think Cars 2 is the movie that did not need a sequel. Like we just said, you know, Incredibles, that could have had a sequel, right?
Yeah, I definitely could have. It, like, ended with a sequel ending.
Yeah. I mean, I like the villain in The Incredibles. I would like to see him, you know, come back.
Definitely. But, like,
all right.
Cars?
Go
that's
on.
Just ridiculous. Like, who would possibly want to see a second one of that, first of all? I thought the first one was bad. And, like, second of all, like, what? You, like, from what I've seen, it's a race car and a tow truck get turned into secret agents for God knows what. They must be tracking, like, a deaf and blind guy. They're, like, hunting down Helen Keller's ghost or something. Because, like, how do you miss a giant rusty tow truck that's, like, 50 years old and sound like a fucking retard and like bright fire red race car. Like, both of those just seem like things that I would instantly notice instead of not notice.
This is true. Dan, I just want to let you know that we finally have a car on the show. Someone's calling in.
What? Oh, man.
I know. This person, you are the first caller on our show. Give yourself a round of applause. But we're going to get through today's subjects, and then we'll answer the callers. That sound good to you, Dan?
That sounds good.
All right. So just hang in there, caller number two. I don't know. Did you see the trailer for Cars 2? Obviously you did, probably.
Yeah, I did. And there's, like, that Aston Martin fucking saving their asses every, like, 15 seconds.
I don't know.
I can see a silver Aston Martin actually being, that's like James Bond's car. That's what it goes and does during the night. It goes to England and fucking saves awesome other cars. I don't get that either. Like, how do they make a movie with the main characters being a car? It's an inanimate object. It doesn't work like that. You can't just make, like, a loaf of bread movie or something. It's called a loaf of bread.
True, that's true, but I mean, if you look, Pixar made, Cars at least, made the least amount of money out of all the Pixar movies, and, you know, people hate, I mean, I personally hated it, but maybe people like it, I don't know, but, I mean, it had to have gotten pretty popular for them to make a sequel.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. You sound so depressed, like, yeah, I guess, I don't know what this world's coming to.
They could probably come up with something to do that with. It's horrible. It's like a sin. That is a sin. That is, like, imprisonable. You should go to jail. Oh, bad.
All right, people. We're going to skip the worst movie experiences. Maybe we'll come back to it. But we're going to move on to our new game. How's that sound to you, Mr. Daniel?
Sounds pretty good. I think I got this.
Yeah, we practiced it in Botany Lab. Hopefully you do. People, our game title, we don't have one yet. Essentially, how it'll work is I have a piece of paper right here with three famous actors or actresses on it that was given to me by Mr. DeVico. I have still not opened it. We're going to play three rounds. The best of three is the winner. I'm going to say, here's an example. The actor is Sylvester Stallone. And then Dan will go first, and all he has to do is say a Sylvester Stallone movie, like The Expendables. And then it would go back to me, and I would have to say another Sylvester Stallone movie, and I would say Rambo. And then it would go back and forth until one of us could not think of a Sylvester Stallone movie. In that case, the other person would get the point. All right, you got that, Dan?
Yeah, I got this, I think.
All right. Now, hold on. Go away. Sorry, I'm talking to my cat. I'm opening the piece of paper. What?
I said, fine, I'll leave. Jeez, talking to the caller, God.
No, oh my God, it's all right. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, Mr. DeVico wrote down two good choices and one that if I even know one, I'll be shocked. All right, so we're going to start with the first one. Our first actor is Mr. Tom Hanks. So, Dan, name a Tom Hanks movie.
Castaway.
Castaway. So then it goes to me, and I will say Forrest Gump.
Okay. I will say Toy Story series.
All right. Now, people, if there is, like, Toy Story has three movies, I wanted us to be able to say Toy Story, and then I could say Toy Story 2, but everyone thinks that's gay. So you can only say, like, Toy Story the series. So all three of the movies he basically said. And then it goes back to me, and I say Big.
Leave me in a hole. Let's see here, huh? How am I possibly stumped?
I do have my trusty iPhone right here, and every time I have the timer set to 1 minute, so everyone has 1 minute to think of a decision. Dan, your time starts now, obviously.
Oh, boy. I'm going deep into my mind here.
You're going deep on your computer?
No, I'm really not. I'd have to start my computer up.
You can't think of any?
Wasn't he in Apollo? The Apollo 13 movie?
He was. There you go.
There we go.
And
yeah,
then
we got another.
And then it goes right back to me, and I'll say the Da Vinci Code. So, Dan.
Come on, that was recent, too.
Come on, there's others.
I'm, like, out of, like, big, popular ones. That's what I can,
Dan,
like, only think
over
of.
Here. That's your sister.
What are you about? I'm like looking at my movies right now. I don't know if that's cheating or not.
No, it's not. There you go. And it comes back to me, and I'll say the Polar Express, Dan.
The Green Mile.
Ooh. And I will say Angels and Demons.
Ah, Jesus. You just have, like, a bottomless list. That doesn't make sense.
For Tom Hanks, I do.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
And I say Philadelphia.
Jesus. The Simpsons movie. I didn't even know he was in that. I was looking on the cover.
And I say Munich. And I say Catch Me If You Can. Dan, you will not stump me when it comes to Tom Hanks. He is my favorite actor.
Does he even know Where the Wild Things Are?
He is not in that. Is that your official guess?
I guess that's my last. I guess it says he directed it. Just looked.
All right.
Damn.
I get the point, people. There is so many more movies, but we have time constraints, and we have a call we want to get to. So we're going to move on right now to the second actor, which is Matt Damon. Go, Dan.
I think you should go first. I need to know who Matt Damon is.
All right, Matt Damon. He was in Saving Private Ryan.
A lot of people were in Saving Private Ryan. Oh, let's see.
All right, the minute starts now for you, sir.
Yeah.
While Dan is thinking, let me sponsor some websites, people. Dan, you keep thinking. Put the phone down, just think for a sec. People listening, go to spill.com for your source for very funny movie reviews. And also, every Tuesday at 10 o'clock, listen to NSFW on nsfw.com because they're very funny shows. And, yeah. Do you have a movie yet, Dan?
The Departed.
The Departed. I could see Dan, like, running up and down his living room, like, looking for DVDs, like, oh, my God, where is it? Where is it?
Literally what I was just doing.
Your dad and sister are walking, like, what are you doing? I'm playing a game.
Yeah,
with your phone? Oh, shit, Dan, we got two callers.
What?
Yeah, I know. Sorry, hold on. All right. So it goes right back to me. We're playing a game. Caller number three. And my Matt Damon movie is The Informant.
The Ocean series.
Okay, that's faggoty, but okay. Fuck me. True Grit.
The Bourne movies.
Fuck. I can't think of any. God damn it. Shut up, Dan. I got this. Yeah, I got this.
You don't even do my movies. I have one ready set up for my movies.
All right, Dan. You know, I'll let you win this round just because we're already halfway through the show and we have two callers now. Two callers, dose. So, Dan, you get that point, all right?
Yeah, I do.
People, we're going to end the game in a tie. You know what the third actor he wrote down was?
Who?
John Wayne.
What the fuck?
That's what I said. I'm like, Mr. DeVico, John Wayne, if you guys don't know, he's an actor from the 1950s and 60s. I open it and I'm like, look, I'm a movie buff, but I don't fucking watch every fucking movie. I don't know any John Wayne movies. Do you?
I actually think I might have one here.
If you can name one, you win. And you have 1 minute.
Oh, jeez.
Starting... Hold on a second, people. Starting now.
This is so convenient. You don't even know, Craig. I'll burn my minute up real quick.
Shut the fuck up, alright?
In my drawer, open it up. 6-disc John Wayne series.
You know what?
The three musketeers, Craig. I didn't even know we had this. That is so perfect.
All right, fine. Dan, you are the big winner. We do not have an audio clip for that, but I give you a round of applause, high five, and all that. Good job, sir.
Thanks.
All right. Now, people, I've told many people I could have more than one person on the air at a time. That being said, I don't know if I could. We're going to try and move on to the callers. Are you ready for the callers, Dan?
I think I'm ready to try this.
I am ready. They are ready. We are ready. Let us try this. Area code 716. Hold on a second. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Andre.
How's it going, okay. Andre?
It's going pretty great.
This is kind of weird, I have to admit, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we're having a three-way call.
I think Dan was cheating. I think Dan was cheating.
Well, I let him, you know, use his DVDs, so that was all right.
Oh.
All right, Andre, do you have a question or something?
No, not really. I just wanted to listen to you guys play that game.
That's it. Okay. Well, you know.
Andre calls in. I want to say hi to my mom, my pa, my sisters.
All my brothers.
Oh, all my brothers. Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Well, Andre, do you have a topic or something you want to talk about while you're on the air? You know, you're on live radio.
Any movies?
Dan, first of all, Dan, be quiet. It's Andre's time to shine. Second of all, Andre, you can speak.
No, Dan can talk too, Craig.
Okay.
No, it's your time to shine. You heard him. I'll just go hide in my corner.
Let's talk about the Power Rangers.
All right. What about the Power Rangers?
I don't know. There's just something to talk about, something that came to mind.
Dan, what did you say about the Power Rangers?
I know nothing about the Power Rangers because when I was little, my mom didn't let me watch them because she said it was too violent. But what did she know? Night, we like watched Celebrity Deathmatch, which was like Robot Chicken, celebrities killing each other on the WWE stage. So I don't know where the violence is.
The only thing I know about Power Rangers is that it's been on for like 12 years, and they have like 15 different versions. Like, I was watching Nickelodeon the other day, and they're like, Power Rangers Samurai coming in 2 weeks. I'm like, what? What happened to the regular old, good old Rangers, you know?
I don't know anything, so I don't even know anything about that.
I don't have an idea.
What?
All right. All right, Andre, we're going to move on to our second caller. Is that all right with you?
It's all right with me.
All right. Have a good one, man.
All right. You too.
See ya.
See ya.
Dan, that was our first caller, man.
At least we know it works. That's good.
Yeah, I was sitting here, and it's like I clicked on the button to bring Andre on the air, and it's like it just keeps circling. I'm like, oh, fuck, don't tell me I have to put Dan off the air and then bring each person online, because what if I bring on someone like our next caller who I'm sure just wants to talk to Dan, and then they're like, well, I don't want to talk to you, and I'm like, oh, fine, what's fine, just hang up then.
You're mean, Craig.
I am not mean. I am not mean. And if I mean to be, I don't mean to be. Should we move on to our next caller?
I think we should.
Oh, this is fucking confusing. All right, both of our callers, because I know Andre just called back in to listen to the show. both of the numbers have the same area code, and they both start with 909. I have no idea whose is what number. This is fucking confusing. All right, I'm going to click on one. If I get Andre, if I answer again, if you answer again, Andre, just hang up so I can get to the second caller.
Andre
all
is right. 7308.
He is?
Yeah.
All right, I almost clicked on. How dare you, Andre? Our 3160 car wanted to call in, for God's sakes, and you're just like, no, 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 I'm going to steal the spotlight again. Well, shall we move on to our second caller?
I say so.
All right, people. Area code 716. Hello?
Hi.
How's it going, Santana?
Way to give everybody my number.
I gave the last. No one is listening besides Andre, so that's fine.
It's okay. I gave Andre's number out too, but
yes, he's gonna kill us tomorrow for that, you know.
Who, me?
I'm gonna be like,
no, Andre. All right, Santana, do you have a topic or a question or something? You don't.
No.
Did you just call to say hi?
Yeah, basically.
Oh,
but
good lord.
I would like to make a comment on your game. I would totally be beast at that game.
You would what?
I would be beast at your game that you guys are just playing.
Well, we'll bring you on next time you play it. Challenge you. Maybe you could defeat Dan.
Oh, I will. And I won't even look at my movies.
About
Dan,
that.
She's got a point. I mean, how many DVDs do you have? It sounds like you're running up and down your living room.
It was more like DVDs and VHS. So, a very lot.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you still have VHSs?
So do I. What's wrong with VHS?
Yeah.
I'm the only one that uses the Blu-ray player. Excuse me.
You're excused.
Thank you. All right, well, I'll ask. People are double teaming on me today. This is not fair. Should bring Andre on, have a 2-on-2 match. All right, well, Santana, let me ask you a question then. What is your favorite Pixar movie, since that was a topic we discussed?
Oh, my gosh. I like Nemo.
Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
Dan, what do you think about Finding Nemo?
I have to say, I didn't think Ellen DeGeneres deserved an acting role in anything ever, at all. And it seemed kind of like a bad storyline to me, almost. Like, how did the little gimp possibly get out to that boat that fast? That's like someone with one leg just, like, hobbling across the country in like 3 days or something. That was a really long distance. I think they could have stopped him if they wanted to. And then once he did get captured, everyone was like, well, fuck it. He's gone. Make more babies. No.
Well, that and the fact that, I mean, I don't mean to double up on you, Santana, but saying the movie sucked, but the whole movie's underwater, and how much can you make underwater look that beautiful? I mean, after a while, you're just like, okay, we get it. It's a coral reef, it's pretty, and it's blue water. Like, how much more can you show?
Because it was so pretty, though. It was.
It was very pretty. Would you agree on that, Dan?
It was pretty nice. They did a pretty good job at that.
Yes. Well, Santana, what do you think of Cart?
Oh, yeah. God. That is a crappy movie.
There we go.
What do you think? She's on our side now. It's all right.
Okay.
What is your favorite? Wait, I got a question.
All right.
What's your favorite, like, the Pixar short thingies that they show in the front of the movies?
Dan, you go first, because I have to think about this.
I think I like the bird one from Monsters, Inc. the best. I think that was one of my favorites. I would, like, watch that, then just, like, eject the movie, and I'm like, well, done with this. I can burn it now.
Hmm. I'm sorry, I'm sitting here like with my glasses like, well, I don't know, let's go through and review all of them. But if I had to pick my favorite one, it'd be the old, you ever see the, I forgot what movie's in front of, but it's like two old guys playing
old
chess.
Man. Dude, it's one old man.
That
it
was from
That was from what?
That was from The Bug's Life, the beginning of that.
See, I haven't seen that movie in so long, so, I mean, but that's my favorite short just because of how it ends, how it ends.
Yeah.
All right, Santana, we're going to move on and finish the show. Is that all right with you?
Yeah. No, you got to keep it going.
What?
Okay.
All right, have a good one, Santana.
Bye.
And she's gone. And it's just the two of us now. So how do you think it went, man? Our two first callers, man.
I think it was pretty good. I think it went pretty nice. I don't know. It's kind of like, I think like I have a bad signal or something because like they'll say something and then you'll say something and they like overlap pretty bad.
No, so I noticed that too. And I noticed that too when Andre's still listening to our show, but Santana's just like, oh, I'm done with this. I'm fucking done. She just hung up.
That's it. She just wanted to get in. She just wanted her second the same. That's it.
Yeah. No, I noticed that too when you and Andre are talking that you guys were overlapping. I don't know. Maybe it's because you're using a cell phone and I think they're using home phones.
Yeah, probably.
That's got to be it because, you know, they have the same area code as I do, and I'm using my home phone, so. Well, before we go, people, before we go, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but before we go, we have one more topic we can cover, and you can decide what topic. Do you want to talk about our worst movie experience ever, or what movies are coming out in February?
Worst movie experience ever.
All right, do you have one?
I think I do.
All right, we have like 3 minutes, so make it fast.
Okay, I'm in the theater trying to watch the movie Ghost Rider, which I thought, my own opinion, I thought it was an okay movie. I thought it was pretty good. Like, I could watch it again. I just haven't.
All right,
and
go.
So I'm in the theater, and like halfway through the movie, some random people just like walk in, and they're like, it's not one of those special theaters that have, like, stadium seating and everything. So when they walk in, light shines in and everything. Then, like, they walk in, hold the door open, and then, like, step back out. And they, like, kept doing that for, like, 20 minutes. Then they came in and had some sort of glass with them because I could just hear it, like, clanking around the whole time. Sounds like they were back there with having, like, a fucking party or something. It was bad.
Yeah. Well, mine, since we have, like, a minute and a half left, I'll make mine short and sweet and to the point. My worst one was when I went to go see the movie Skyline, which was the worst movie I probably saw last year. But I saw it at midnight, and I saw it. Apparently, I didn't go to see a movie with my brother. I went to go see a movie with a frat house because, the entire UB Boys College campus was in this fucking theater. And before the movie was started, they had, like, the commercials going, like, Coke and all that.
Yeah.
So they're throwing their popcorn around like footballs. Drinks are being thrown. Candy's being thrown. I'm pretty fat, but I get a guy next to me who's not only like five of me put together, but he has the extra large drink, the icy, the nachos, the popcorn, the whole nine yards. And plus the movie sucked. That is my worst experience ever.
I'd say that tops mine.
Yeah. All right. We have 90 seconds. So, We have 60 seconds. So caller 909, Andre, we're hanging up on you so we can finish the show. And Dan, anything else to say, man?
No, I think that's about it.
All right, we'll talk about the movies of February next week. But all right, I'm going to let you go so I can finish the show. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, see you, man.
Peace.
All right, people, you are listening to the very first show where we had callers, we had two callers, we had discussions, we had a game, we had it all. We could even fit it all into the show. Next week, movies of February, and that just about does it. So it's 4:29. I'm your host, Craig Acton. And until then, people, stay classy and stay comfortable. And one more thing, people are probably listening to this on. If you can, it'll wait till next week. Adios.